Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All of Psalm 19. Thank you, Father, once again, for the wonderful and the blessed and the precious gift of your word. Thank you for the opportunity to open your word daily and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of life, words of blessing, words of grace, words of encouragement, words of counsel, words of strength. Thank you for the many ways our lives are blessed, empowered, and enriched as we simply spend time at your feet, reading and meditating on your word. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be diligent students of your word, and not only diligent students ourselves, but help us to be faithful to teach and train our children and our grandchildren and other young people the wonderful gift your word is to us, and encourage them. Help us to be faithful to encourage them to become diligent students of God's word and thus be blessed by that blessing as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson, our producer, is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word, for your gospel, for your commandments. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you'd open our minds, open our ears, so that we could see more about your way of love, so that we could see more about the way you've called us to live and how you've called us to love our neighbors and how you have loved us. And Heavenly Father, I just pray that you'd help us and you'd grow us to love others as you have loved us. Thank you so much. And we just are eager to hear what you have to say this morning. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we near the end of a year, we're grateful for the goodness of God, many ways that each of us, as we think on God's goodness over this past year, God really has run our cups over each one of us in different ways, in so, so many ways. One of the great blessings we all can walk in is the blessings that come from being students of Scripture, believers that are wise enough to daily read and meditate on the Word of God, but also how important it is that we teach and train our children to be students of God's precious and blessed Word as well. I want to share a couple articles that we hope will encourage you to get involved with discipling and teaching and training children to be wonderful students of God's blessed Word as well. The first article from the AFA Stand that we've written is entitled, A Youth Discipleship Tutoring Challenge. Again, the title, A Youth Discipleship Tutoring Challenge. I've had the privilege of being a pastor for most of the last 50 years, and it's been an honor and a privilege to serve the Lord in this position. and many blessings have come along with it. People are precious to God. They're precious to me and to many other shepherds as well. We, the church, are called to be disciples and called to make disciples. I've observed over the last decade or so in communities where I've served that too many of our children in our communities are often poor readers. That, of course, is not an insult to the children in these communities by any means. I believe it's a result of possibly many factors working in our culture against children's education. We live in a world filled with weapons of mass distraction, social media, TV, cell phones, video games, etc. Consequently, our children are very distracted, and very often parents are highly distracted as well. Well, the following is a project that can help us to work to accomplish two very important and fruitful goals for our children in just one project. We're calling it a Youth Discipleship Tutoring Challenge. This project can help us to do two very important things through one challenge or activity. First, it can help our children consistently read and consume the Word of God and thus receive the blessings that come from that. And also, it can help to sharpen their reading skills as well. Well, how can we do that? The following is one way to accomplish both tasks. This project can be carried out by a parent or an adult tutor in the community by phone with the knowledge and consent of the child's parent. Done over a period of 2 weeks at a time, the child will read each evening three chapters in the Word of God or passages of Scripture to the parent at home or to an adult tutor by phone. The child and parent or the tutor will each use the same Bible translation. So the child will read from the same translation that the parent or the tutor is reading along with them with. The parent or tutor will keep a notebook and record what the child reads over this two-week period. The child will read three selected chapters from the Bible each evening, Monday through Friday, for 2 weeks, or they could read some of the same passages over and over again a few times as well. While the child is reading, the parent slash tutor will correct any mispronounced words or assist with any problems the child may have as he or she reads. At the end of the 2 weeks, the child will receive a designated monetary gift decided on beforehand by the parent or tutor, possibly $10, $20, etc. It could be another prize that the parent or tutor has decided to give that really motivates the child. When a child reads the Word of God consistently in this manner, two very fruitful things will take place. The Word of God is being planted in the heart and the mind of the child, and the child is sharpening his or her reading skills. Remember, there's power and anointing in the written Word of God. Our children can be tremendously blessed as they participate in a challenge such as this. And be mindful that any child who consistently reads under the guidance and supervision of a listening parent or tutor can greatly sharpen his or her reading skills. It's a fun project, and it's a win-win opportunity. Please prayerfully get involved and help encourage children in your sphere of influence, possibly in your community, to join this challenge. For more information on implementing and getting involved in this challenge or using it in your community, contact me, Pastor Joseph Parker. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Or you can call us at 1-662-844-5036, extension 381. Again, the title of that article was A Youth Discipleship Tutoring Challenge. Then a second article is entitled Children Who Read the Word of God. Again, the title, Children Who Read the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. And then 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Again, 1 Timothy 4, 13. And then Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And then Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Many parents have never encouraged their children to read the Word of God aloud. It's simply not been a priority for them in their homes. Christian parents often take their children to Sunday school and church, and that's a great thing because that's exactly what we as Christian parents are to do. But sadly, having their children read the Word of God aloud in their home on a daily basis, along with church attendance, too often has just not been important to too many parents. Allow me to make a case for why it would be wise to change this reality. Consider this important question and the answers to it. What happens when a child reads the Word of God? What takes place in the life of a young person who is faithfully taking time to read God's Word every single day? That child is spending time with Jesus. He or she is spending time interacting with Jesus as they take time to read the Word of God. That child is spending time listening to the wisdom, grace, power, and insight of the Creator of the universe. See John chapter 1, verse 1, John chapter 6, verse 63, and Romans 12, 1 and 2. What more productive activity could your child possibly be doing? That young person is receiving the most powerful, life-changing, and uplifting insight in all of the universe. The transforming power of the Word of God is working on the mind and the heart of this young person. The Word of God is impacting this youth in many fruitful ways. See Romans 12, 1 and 2, and Proverbs chapter 1 and chapter 2. This young person is spending time in the presence of Christ and God. And when any person spends time in the presence of God, he or she will not be the same on the other side of that time. See John chapter 1, verse 1. Researchers at the Center for Bible Engagement found some interesting insights about the importance of and place of reading Scripture in the life of a believer. According to their research, the life of someone who engages and spends time in Scripture four or more times a week looks radically different from the life of someone who does not. They discovered that the lives of believers who do not engage the Bible most days of the week, that is, 3 days or less, are statistically the same as the lives of unbelievers. Spending time reading and meditating on Scripture daily is much more important than so many really seem to grasp. So parents, if you begin the family habit of having your child read the Word of God aloud to you daily, great things can begin to happen in your child's heart. Why is it important for your child to read aloud to you, the parent? Because you know for sure that he or she has spent time reading the Word of God on that day. Sometimes a parent may tell a child, go read your Bible. Maybe the child will, maybe he or she will not. We'll pick up there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, reading from an article entitled, Children Who Read the Word of God. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Through the night, I put
Music from Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're reading from an article that I wrote that was on the AFA stand entitled Children Who Read the Word of God, picking up with that, a portion of that article. Spending time reading and meditating on Scripture daily is much more important than so many seem to really understand. So parents, if you begin the family habit of having your child read the Word of God out loud to you daily, great things can begin to happen in your child's heart. Why is it important for your child to read out loud to you, the parent? Because you know for sure that he or she has spent time reading the Word of God. Sometimes a parent may tell a child, go read your Bible. Maybe the child will, maybe he or she does not. Our children are human beings, and as much as we like to think our children do as we tell them, that's not always quite what happens. When you make time each day to have them read the Word of God out loud to you, you can know this for a fact. You know that they've spent time reading the Word of God on that given day. Children and youth today are filling their minds with something. Sadly, too often it's been darkness, toxic information, and wicked worldly thinking and perspectives. Too many youths have filled their minds with pornography, online garbage, demonic insights from dark movies and or TV shows, horror movies, etc. And too many youths spend hours playing dark video games and doing things online that are very negative spiritually, mentally, and otherwise. The blessed Word of God is pure light. There's absolutely nothing better for our children spiritually, mentally, and emotionally than the Word of God. We're told in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The Word of God heals all the ills of life. God's Word is pregnant with the ability to bless us. The transforming power of God's Word is undeniable. It is powerful, and it is very mighty in every way for good. Beginning the habit of having your child read God's Word out loud daily is very fruitful and productive. It's a great way to help focus the power of God's Word onto and into the lives of our children. Today is a great day to start this family discipleship goal with your children. It will help produce eternal fruit in the lives of our children. Again, the title of that article, Children Who Read the Word of God. If you'd like to get a copy of this article and or the one we read before, just email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Again, the title of this article again was Children Who Read the Word of God, and the prior article entitled A Youth Discipleship Tutoring Challenge. Again, to get both copy, one or both copies of each article, email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get those to you. Picking up now reading in the Word of God in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 141, beginning at verse 1. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. And let him rebuke me. It shall be an excellent oil. It shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff. And they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I escape safely. Psalm 142. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path, in the way in which I walk. They have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Selah. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, my King. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Psalm, end of Psalm 146. Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for the wonderful way in which your word pours grace, peace, strength, and encouragement and enlightenment into our minds and our hearts and our lives as we read and meditate on it. Anoint each of us afresh with a spirit of grace that would encourage us to become more and more faithful students of your word who read and meditate on it daily, and students who are wise enough to teach and train our children to do the same. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back. Brian and Katie Torwalt with He is the Light. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again?'" And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another? As you walk and are sad." Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as ye see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising God and blessing God. Amen. End of Luke chapter 24. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Thank you, Father, again. Thank you for all the believers that are part of our listening family, and thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us, and thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Picking up now in the Gospel of John, the Gospel of John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verses 1 through 14, John chapter 1. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God as we normally do before we end the broadcast. If you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to be saved and receive Christ as Lord and Savior today, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. I believe you lived and you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. I'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please email us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us so that we can share that information with you. Again, the email, joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles we shared earlier, the two articles, first one entitled A Youth Discipleship Tutoring Challenge, the second one entitled Children Who Read the Word of God, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get one or both of them to you. Thanks for listening. Hope that if you haven't started the habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day, hope you'll start that habit today. And parents, start having your children read 3 chapters aloud to you. It'll bless them greatly as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.